Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2835.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, that person would probably be my mother, and she, I think she raised me pretty well. So that, in terms of that, I'd say she probably had the greatest influence on me. I think I've adopted a lot of good traits.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say I'm sort of average in that I'm no hero. I just tend to let things flow. I just like to let things happen and go along with them.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Well, I've moved around a lot, so I've seen a lot of cultures, and in that respect, it's my own little world. In that respect, I think I've developed an appreciation for both cultures. So I've tried to incorporate the good parts of each.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
Well, I am trilingual. As far as developing it, well, my family just paid money, so I had tutors to learn. So I don't forget the languages, because languages are easy to forget. Because I kept on speaking it, I can still miraculously speak all three today.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
The best attribute a person can have is probably genuine kindness. I don't think we can find enough of that nowadays. In that they really are willing to, spend a little bit of their time to help someone else in a meaningful way and do it out of the sincerity of their heart.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I would really like to see a little bit more adventurousness in myself. There might be enough of that already, but I definitely don't think it's enough. And I want to take more risks, more calculated risks, of course. And as far as withering away, maybe less arrogance, perhaps. That's not a very good trait to have, I think.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Three main important ones, I think. First of all, industriousness, working very hard to achieve your goals. Also, caring for people. Not only that, I know what I'm related to, but also people that I might not know. Just in being a good person. And thirdly, being able to use chopsticks, I guess. Chopsticks are very important.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, my parents are always very busy, so sometimes when we do something together, it's usually a big trip, like going to Disney World or something. But we also like to go camping and rafting and hiking.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most cherished birthday gift I ever had, well, it was probably a Casio G-Shock watch. I usually don't like celebrating my birthday, but this one I especially remember because I still have it with me today, and it's solar rechargeable, and it's shockproof, and it's waterproof to 200 meters, which is great for scuba diving. It's an utterly amazing watch.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book? Right now, it'd probably have to be The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman. He's a columnist for the New York Times. I used to read a lot of fiction, and I really like Jules Verne, but as of right now, I'd say that's having my favorite book, because it's the most applicable to today. And regarding the socioeconomic impacts of globalization and what it holds for us in the future.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Usually, I like to go sparring. I don't swim anymore for fun, because that's not fun. You swim in circles. However, I do like sewing. That's actually a very tranquil activity I like to do. I put on music, I sew. I also like to go bungee jumping, although those occasions present themselves rather rarely.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think getting to college is pretty significant for me. It basically proved that I wasn't a dumb person. Well, I guess I put a decent amount of time and effort into it. It was nice to see that pay off, especially at the end of senior year.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
It would probably have to be Passepartout from the novel Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne, of course. That's because he's probably one of the most amazing characters I've seen. And he's witty, he's multilingual, he's charming. Just like a lot of interesting things happen to him. So it'd be nice to have him like recount those stories from his perspective.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, science phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Well, when I was in 8th grade, I thought the Pythagorean theorem was pretty cool. But having grown up, perhaps that's not the most amazing things. I would probably say it would be Beethoven's Appassionata. When I first heard it, it wasn't live, it was from a CD, but I thought it was just beautiful. And then, you know, apparently Lennon thought the same thing. I thought that was interesting.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I would really like one of those pain au chocolat. Basically, it's a French type of pastry. It's pretty buttery it's basically a pastry with two pieces of chocolate inside this sort of a circular piece of bread. It's kind of flaky, but it's extremely good. I haven't had one in like quite a few years.
Where would you like to be the most?
Probably back in my dorm studying my finals, as I should be.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult period was probably when I was a senior in high school. I was suffering from a heavy case of senioritis, and family was suffering some problems. So all these problems, I just listened to a lot of All American Rejects.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was probably investing in the stock market. It's definitely something that I wouldn't advise, but it can be very rewarding, as has been for me thus far.
Did you have a favorite board game when growing up?
Yes, that would have to be Monopoly. The premise was, I think, simple enough. It integrated chance and strategy well enough so it would make everything interesting, and it was just great to play with people. Because it really just worked the mind.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done was going bungee jumping. So it's a very exhilarating feeling as you're going down. Especially if it's the first time, it feels like you're dying. So it's quite interesting.
Is there something you wish you could do but you couldn't?
That would have to be skydiving. My mother would never permit that in my life. But I really would like to do that someday.
When did you first become interested in business?
I first became interested in business probably when I started investing. Of course, that required a lot of preparation. So I read books on investing. I had to study PE and capital and all that. But I found it rather interesting, so I just kept on studying it.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Well, I'm not really sure yet, but maybe something along the lines of investment banking. Well, something finance related. Something interesting that I find adventurous and exciting.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
As far as travel, I hope to have traveled more, definitely. There are many parts of the world we haven't traveled to yet, including Africa. I really want to see South Africa, Senegal, Morocco, Algeria, Egypt, Ethiopia. I want to go to Tanzania and Kenya. Also, I haven't been to Australia yet, or Singapore. I'd like to visit Japan as well, and also South America. I really want to especially visit Brazil, Argentina.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I usually look for beauty, intelligence, and loyalty.
What is the nicest thing that you could do for your significant other?
Probably that would have to be take her somewhere nice. I guess just take her on vacation somewhere.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Apparently infertility is a real problem, thus I decided to contribute.
And finally, is there a message you would like to add for recipients listening to this interview?
Good luck. Wish you the best.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2835.